You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This topic is the royal outhouse. The pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ben Aaron, "Lech el Paroi, go to Paro, Baboiker in the morning. Hine yoitza maima. Behold, he is going out to the river, the Nile River, and itzavta likrasa, and stand up against him al svasa ayor, by the riverbank." It says in Bereishis Rabbah that Paro went out to the Nile to go to the bathroom because he made himself into a god and said, "I don't have to go to the bathroom." So he went early in the morning to go to the Nile so no one could see him. Now the questions are obvious. Paro could fool others, but how could he fool himself? In fact, Chazal said that he exclaimed, "I am the Nile and I made myself." In addition, the Medrash says that because of Moshe, Paro varied the times and places where he went to the Nile, yet time and time again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe when and where to go. Why was Paro so fixed on going to the Nile? Why didn't he have a secret chamber in the palace, have a few trusted servants, get rid of his waste? To understand this, we have to explain a very difficult Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says, "Amar Avital Safra Mishmei Derav." Paro Shahaya Bimei Moshe. Paro, who was living in the days of Moshe, Huama. He was an Amma tall, about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet, according to the Chazon Ish. Vizakano Amma. His beard was an Amma long. Ubarmash Takoi Amma Vizeres. And his private part was an Amma and a Zeres. A Zeres is if you stretch your hand out from your thumb to your pinky all the way, that's what a Zeres is. And it says, Paro am Gushihaya. Paro was a sorcerer. How do we know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hine yoitze hayor. He goes out to the Nile River. Now these words cannot be taken literally. I always asked on Purim, if Paro was only one Amma tall, about a foot and a half tall, and Moshe was 10 Amos tall, 15 feet tall, how was it that Moshe Rabbeinu did not accidentally step on Paro? But that's for Purim. Now, what does it mean that his beard represents he was an Amma? What is it talking about? And especially, what is the concept that his private part was an Amma and a Zeres? An Amagushi is a sorcerer. Now, the pasuk they bring to prove it is about Paro going to the Nile, and why did he go there? He went to go to the bathroom. What does that have to do with sorcery? So we have to realize the Amma is a measurement from the elbow to the tip of the middle finger. It's the longest and farthest that the hand could grasp when stretched out. When the Gemara talks about Paro's height being an Amma, it refers to his grab for power to the fullest extent humanly possible. However, that was not enough for Paro. He wanted even more, and this could only be accomplished through the forces of impurity represented by his private part. Rav Chaim Volozhin said that this guy, he talked about this concept of Nefesh HaChaim, and he explained why did the people of the generation of the Mabul have relations with animals. It was to debase themselves with such a level of corruption that the powers of stench and impurity would find a proper vessel to enter. This is all the concept, also the concept why did Bilam have relationships with his donkey? A Zeres is the farthest a hand can spread. The concept of an Amma and a Zeres means Paro was able to take in the power of impurity to a greater extent than a normal human. The Zeres shows a full addition of sorcery and evil that was able to permeate within him. What is the Kabbalistic concept of a beard? The Idra Zuta explains that the beard grows because of the great forces of wisdom emanating from Hashem. It travels through the human brain into the spinal cord. Now, the narrow passage of the neck is unable to contain the illumination, and this causes the energy to exude outwards and manifest itself in the beard. by saying that Paro had a beard, an amen length, equal to his body. Chazal tell us that Paro was able to transfer the holiness that is manifest in the beard and convert it to impurity. And that is the highest level of impurity, by turning Kedusha into Tuma, that a human being can achieve. Now we can understand why Paro specifically had to defecate in the Nile River, and how Chazal proved from that he was a sorcerer. We find by the worship of Baal Peor that its adherents took a strong laxative and defecated in front of their statue, their idol, their god. To us it seems totally bizarre. However, what is really going on is a process of human debasement. The goal is to lower the tselem elokim in a person and establish the physical as a dominant force. Then the powers of impurity and decay can enter a person. Paro said he and the Nile are one. By defecating in the Nile, he sought to remove all the holy sparks from the Nile and fill it with impurity. That is why he had to defecate in the Nile, because it enabled him to have a sorcerer's control over it. In addition, that is why it didn't give him personally any conflict over his godship. He truly believed he was a god. He didn't have to go to the bathroom in the normal sense of the word. However, the act was necessary for him to change the spiritual structure of the Nile through sorcery, and in no way did it diminish his godship. However, he had to keep it a secret from his subjects, because they couldn't understand the true nature of his actions, and they would view it as a human weakness, diminishing his godship. And that shot in the Gemara, after it describes the apparently bizarre physical dimensions of Paro, it says that Hashem made it so to fulfill the pasuk "Veshafal anashim yakum aleha," that Hashem will get the lowlifes, the degenerates, to lord over you. Bnei Israel had to go to the most impure country in the world, whose leader Paro reached the depths of depravity. Why was this so? There is a concept of matzah minas mina veneer. When two likes come about, one brings the other out. In order to purify Klal Yisrael from all its impurity, they had to go to the 49th level of Tumah. All the inner goop, all the inner impurity had to come out. Meaning that all this Tumah had to be brought out. That way, when they left Mitzrayim, each day of the 49 days between leaving Mitzrayim and Har Sinai, another level of Tumah was erased, until they were totally pure and ready to accept the Torah at Har Sinai.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.